have a feel for what might be called, but at the same time, it's pretty hard to figure that all out.
Do you sense that Coach Scali is fired up for a chance to go against Coach Sataki and Coach Tuiaki?
I feel like every coach is fired up, not just Scali. Scali's obviously a very emotional person. But, like I've been saying, it's BYU week. Everybody's fired up and ready to go.
It's 5 straight wins. How much does that get discussed, and how much does that matter to the players?
It feels good to say, we never lost those guys. It's been 5 years straight. However, preparing for them, we know that the previous games don't help you in this game. We can't take some of the score from the last few games into this. So it's 0-0 as far as we're concerned. We're going to prepare for them. Again, just like I said, the record 0-0.
Being from Utah, you are familiar with this rivalry. Growing up, what's some of your favorite memories and what did it mean to you?
Favorite memories. Man, just every year we beat them. Honestly, it always feels the same. I feel like that's how it is for everybody. The winner gets to brag for a year, and the loser has to hear it for a year. So, I'm just very happy I get to be a part of this rivalry, and I'm glad this is back into the regular season.
There's a kind of a segment of fans, I think, that it's fair to say they feel like there's nothing to be gained from playing BYU, either that something sort of logic where if you guys win, you're supposed to win. If you guys lose, you look bad. Do you agree with that at all?
No. I feel like BYU has always been a very good team. Every year we've played them, it's come down to the last minute. And, I feel like every week, we feel like we're supposed to win. If you lose, obviously you look bad. BYU is no different from anyone we play in conference. We're going to prepare for them. They're a good team. And obviously we expect to win every week. But, it's just similar to every other team.
How would you describe Jamal Williams? Give me a scouting report. Pretend I've never seen him play. How would you describe him?
Surprisingly fast and physical. We see him running the ball, ducking the shoulder, spinning. Big guy, makes cuts. Just an overall very good running back.
What about Taysom? Same question.
Taysom, you can just tell, kind of makes the defense a little timid with his ability to run. It's not like most quarterbacks where you get there and he's either going to hurry and dump it or just take the sack. When you get up to him, he has the ability to juke and get outside the pocket. So he presents some threats that a lot of quarterbacks don't.
Troy was talking to me about trash talk in this game. He's new to the rapper, but he likes trash talk. Do you like that kind of stuff?
It kind of depends on the situation, If you're the guy up talking trash, it's good. When you're the guy that's down getting trash talked to, it's infuriating. I just try to focus on what I can do to help the team, and that's just kind of with production on the field.
Being a Utah native, what have you told some of the new guys that didn't grow up in this rivalry to expect in the game?
For me personally, it's just the crowd. Rice Eccles is always fantastic, but against these guys, it's just another level. Last week against SU, again, the crowd was great, as it always is, but this week you're going to be able to just literally feed off the energy and the emotion of all the fans.
What is the earliest rivalry game you can remember?
The earliest rivalry game I can remember, I can't remember which year it was, but they beat us with a last-second touchdown. I think it was their tight end on the north end zone, I believe. He ran some blitz, and he was 20 yards by himself, caught it. That was a heartbreaker. I still remember that. But ever since then, that's kind of when I've been deep into it.
You said us. Have you always been us growing up? Were you always a Ute fan?
Yeah. No, personally, that's just what I grew up in. My old man was a Ute fan, grandparents Ute fans. So inevitably, I supported the Utes as well.
So there's no family fights between your mom's side likes BYU, your dad's side likes Utah?
The mom's side used to like BYU. Okay. They've converted since, so we got that all straightened out.
Okay. So what was the first quarter of that game, Las Vegas Bowl, like to that unfolded?
I mean, it almost didn't feel real. I've never been a part of a football game that starts out with that many turnovers. It was a lot of fun, but as they showed, they have the ability to come back. So it was a lot of fun. I'm ready for this year, man.
What's something you learned on Thursday about your team that you didn't know before?
I think we got to get in the playbooks a little bit more. I think, as I was saying, and again, credit to SUU, that was a very good football team. But I think they kind of exposed us on not quite knowing our defense and offense as well as we should have. I think the execution and the lack of knowledge on some assignments is what contributed to the lack of physicality. So we're going to be a lot more focused this week.
Is that more of a homework thing, the getting to the playbook, or is that something you do in practice?
A little bit of both. I think it was just kind of more nerves more than anything. You know, we've been going against each other for so long that when a new team gets out there and you've been scheming against your own team, it kind of presents some new challenges, some nerves, but I think we got those out of us.
What can you do as a veteran player on the team to help make sure some of the newer guys know their assignments in the playbook?
You know, I think I just got to be more strict in practice. You know, there's mistakes are made. It's kind of, okay, it's good. We're in practice. Try it again. I think we need to lock in a little bit more as far as, you know, hey, you need to know this, you know, we can't be messing this up this week type of deal, just more strict.
You had mentioned that you have a friend who plays on BYU. Mm-hmm. What are your feelings about getting back out there with him and playing against him?
I mean, you know, it really doesn't contribute. It's just Utah versus BYU as far as I see it. Mm-hmm. You know, relationships will take a step down for this game until after it's over. Mm-hmm. Then we get to come over and, you know, shake hands and talk about it. But no difference for now.
Mm-hmm. What was it like to get back out on the field feeling 100% healthy and knowing that you don't really have those nagging injuries anymore?
Relieving. It's very relieving. It feels good to be able to go 100% again and not have to kind of worry about babying anything. Just a very great feeling.
You guys, from kind of a way, you played kind of a vanilla defense, not a lot of blitz packages. I mean, are you ready to unleash on BYU, and what do you think that's going to be like?
Yeah, you know, I feel like every team doesn't quite try to give away everything they're going to do in their first game of the season. And as you said, it was fairly vanilla on both sides of the ball for us. This week we'll undoubtedly be a lot more ramped up. You know, coaches, their emotion and the way that they're going to attack this week will definitely be more interesting.
Do you think that's part of the, maybe, I don't want to call it a lack of physicality, but maybe just a lessened physicality because the offense and defense were both just kind of, we're going to do what we need to win, but now this week, you know, you're just able to go all out and the physicality will naturally be present?
Yeah, I think it's just more of getting familiar with the schemes. You know, I think they, as I said, SCU came out in an unbalanced formation that we hadn't prepared for prior to that game. That caught us off guard. And you know, this week I don't think there will be anything that we haven't at least in somewhat prepared for, which will allow us to play a lot faster.
You've seen Taysom Hill before. I mean, probably not as much as in years past, but is there something that you're seeing that's different from him that, you know, obviously a senior, but has his game changed from when you've last seen him?
No, just appears to be the same great athlete. You know, makes great throws and can make great runs when he needs to. Very dangerous player.
Obviously, Utah's kind of had struggles on defense sometimes with those mobile quarterbacks. I mean, how do you prepare for somebody like him who, you know, you obviously have to respect the throw, but you got to respect his legs as well?
Again, just discipline. You know, in some weeks you can get away with losing contain or making inside moves you're not supposed to make, and the quarterback's not mobile enough to make you pay for it. But in this week, yeah, we're just going to have more discipline as to our lane assignments in the rush and all that, because, again, this guy will make you pay for mistakes.
How confident are you feeling in your linebackers behind you?
I'm very confident. The strides they've made since spring ball have just been unreal. Just knowing their assignments, the way they play. You know, I feel like they played very, very efficiently against SCU, where they were where they needed to be, and I think they'll do the same this week.
Is it a little harder not having somebody like Gioni and Jared behind you, who obviously you've worked with them a lot, and they were both very instinctual players and worked well together? Now you bring in two guys. How much of a difference is that, or do you feel that at all?
I mean, you know, there's a little bit of a difference. Just obviously, Gioni and Jared were two very great players for us. You know, miss them a lot. However, you know, our mindset is the next guys are up. You know, missing Gioni and Jared is not going to help us win a game. So we put all of our focus on Cody and Sunia. That's where they're at. They've earned their starting positions for a reason. And, you know, we're confident in them.
For years, it seemed like the defense kind of got the raw end of the deal. The offense couldn't stay out that long. I know it's one game, but is it nice to know that it seems like the offense has a nice passing attack that you may get a little more of a break than you used to?
You know, it's a team effort one way or another. You can't really put blame. Not let them separate the team. You know, if you just blame the offense, the defense could have allowed less touchdowns, so to speak. But you know, obviously more offense is good. I'm happy with what they showed against SCU, and I think they're going to be a lot better this week.
Thanks, Aaron.